travel to Lagos. So I was awake around 2 a.m. I just woke up and I started pressing my phone. So there this guy, he just shook his hand inside my window. Then dragged the cousin to one side. Then I started shouting. Then he took off.
You started shouting?
Yes, now. I was alone there. She did what I mean.
Wait, why couldn't you fight the thief?
I don't know.
Hello guys, welcome to the second episode of What's Up With You. I'm your host A to the K to the I to the N, Aki, and honestly we are very happy to have you guys here, and we appreciate the love you guys have towards our first episode, and we promise it's only going to get better from here. So let's the other hosts introduce themselves.
Hello guys, my name is Faith and I'll be co-hosting with Aki and my two other co-hosts.
Hello guys, my name is Afro. I think I'll be co-hosting with the rest of the people.
Hi guys, good evening. It's your favorite vibe girl, O to the B to the A B, and then fucking I. You already know the vibe. So yeah, I'll be co-hosting with Aki, Faith, and Shay.
So welcome back. All right, so you guys, that was everything. I don't know why you guys are feeling. You know what? As you go, losing up, no man stops. So you guys know, how was your week? How was everything? My week oh, it's like a fucking crazy week, very very crazy week. Tests and everything. Even my test today, self, almost was on God. I never knew that my high school zoom like that, but we thank God. So you guys, how was everything? Our Faith, how was your week?
My week was very tedious and tiring because I had a lot of tests this week and I had a lot to read, but thank God I it's true.
Well, my own week was surprised. Ah, God. If I start to talk, SS 102, we need to discuss why exactly. I don't know. The week was just blessed.
My week was painful, like all true. I was just sick. I was sick throughout the week. So, like, my week was painful. Let me just wrap it up like that. So, like, yeah, basically. I was sick throughout the week.
In Jesus' name, how about you? Are you in Jesus' name? Amen. There's no sickness in Jesus' name. Amen. So, today's episode, we're going to discuss a topic that affects everybody. As long as you're a student of AU, it's going to affect you, like it or not. It's directly affecting you. It's basically, so, staying on campus or staying off campus, which is better? What are the pros? What are the cons? Do you prefer staying on campus? Do you prefer staying off key? Is it going to be, like, financially, is it better, or being someone who likes privacy? So let's start. Staying on campus. I personally stay on campus. It wasn't the plan for me initially. Even right now we're recording this episode inside the famous Faji Hall. In the first place, when I got admission, I didn't actually plan on staying inside school. I was going to get a place off key. It was me and Faith now. Me and Faith were looking for a place to stay off key. Well, like looking for multiple. And I didn't want to stay on campus because of. I was particular about this toilet system and bedroom because I hate taking chances with stuff like that. I went to a boarding school, so I know how stuff can be. So I don't want to even get. Like, I don't know. I don't want to get on that. So that's why I wanted to, like, to stay off key. But as we have it now, I'm staying in Fudge. So I don't know how it's going to be. So share for me. So tell us your hostel and tell us what's popping in the inside.
Guys, I'm called one of the most queens. That place, you suffer for water. We bless God. We used to suffer for light before, but after some complaints here and there, we don't suffer for light that much. And it's nothing to write home about. I did not want to stay in the hostel. It was my father that was like, oh, what of this. I was like, okay, no problem. And I got a space. Thankfully, I have like good roommates that they don't overstress me. We understand each other to an extent. So there's no drama. But in some other rooms, you'll be hearing that drama, you'll be laughing at them and be like, get your popcorn ready. Basically, staying in the hostel is something that I feel is okay. For a part one student, like, because you'll be going for class, and you'll be like getting, you like immediately you hear there's a class holding, you can quickly go to class. Or like people that stay off key, that they like there's a class but they can't get to class immediately. That's how I feel. But apart from that, and overnight reading, I don't see any reason why.
Alright, I stay on campus. I stay at alumni, and initially the plan was to stay on campus. So like, and this is not $10. So like, the plan initially was like stay on campus from beginning. So far, me, I've been enjoying it. But like, I know we did PD now, so like, I got used to hostel. Like, let me not say terrible roommates. But my roommates were very frustrating during PD. So like, I got used. Me, so I'm mad. So like, we're laughing one way. So like, so I was able to like, since I was able to cope with them, I thought yeah. And my roommates in alumni, like, they are calm, sha. So, like, the water situation is fair enough. Like, we have good water and we always have lights. Because there's this block in alumni that uses PG light, and PG, they're always having lights. So, like, staying in hostel is fair enough because having to go for classes, tutorials, like, I don't spend more on, what is it called, on transport. So, like, it's fair enough. I'm enjoying, less I'm enjoying, but, like, it's just fair enough staying on campus.
Basically, when I got admission to OAU, I never planned on staying on campus because they had their disadvantages, although they also have their advantages, but I don't like sharing toilets and bathrooms, and I don't like rowdiness. Because I always clean my room and people come and dirty it, so although staying off key, security wise, I think staying on campus is better because you don't know what goes on outside, and you can walk around in campus around 2 a.m. without being afraid. So I think
okay. So that was like part of the old stuff. So like on the part of roommates. So, like, staying off-key, of course, you have your privacy. And staying off-key compared to staying on campus, it all depends on your bread, on the moolah you have. You can get... There are places off-key that is better. Like, it's good to stay off-key, but the money is there. And there are places that you get off-key, it's better for you to be in hostel. I personally chose to stay in hostel because of the only one thing, lights. Lights. That was like it's just like way too important to me because I charge my phones, my laptop, and everything. So my first week in the hostel, I had a bad fight with my roommates. The first thing that has been on not really being able to share with people. I think our producer was even there when the whole fight happened. So this is what happened. I don't like sleeping with lights on. But this guy, I don't know why are you sleeping with the lights on? Why is this? I don't know. But like till now, I've gotten used to sleeping with the lights on, sha, because it's not my room and majority carry the vote, so I cannot come and start fighting. We're four in a room, and in alumni, there are four in a room.
You are eight in a room.
Yeah, eight in most. Mm-hmm. So, ETF, Mos, and alumni, you guys are eight. Then for our and Faj, depending on your room, you can be four or you can be two. So, I'm in a four-man room. So, the fight was crazy. It escalated. Like, I had to call all my guys and, like, the whole block was just coming and was like, what's going on? I was shouting on top of my voice because I was so frustrated. I won't go into details of the whole fight because everything that happened, what caused the fight was a very, very stupid and petty reason. But, we're grown past that, sharp. Me and my roommates still have our differences, but right now, things are mostly figured out at this point. So, like, we're all cool. So, like, we don't really fight anymore. There was just that one major fight. Apart from that, nothing else. So like, Shefumi and Oba, have you guys ever had like major issues with your roommates?
Since we resumed, it's just one time. I'm not supposed to be saying this. But then, so like, we have my bunkmate and I, we have like just one socket in our bunk space. So like, she was charging her phone. I removed her phone. I was charging somewhere else. And I wanted to plug something. I think I wanted to use the iron or something. And she was like, don't burn the place down or something. I'm like, are you crazy? Am I HR or something like that? So like, that was the only time that we had like a fight. But like, it wasn't physical, of course. It was just like, what? Yeah. The first time I had a fight, like, my roommate was PG. And I beat her up and I was very, very happy. She went to the clinic and I was joyous.
Okay. My mom was not as serious for me, but they took it seriously. I wanted to sleep. and their friends were around and they were all talking, and I was like, guys, I was not polite to meet myself if I get my own when I don't sleep. And I was like, you guys are making noise on that one. And they were like, how can you talk to my room? I was like, if they're not comfortable, you should go to their room. Don't stress me, because it's my room. And you guys cannot make me uncomfortable in my own room, though I don't want to stay there, but push comes to shove. And it was a major thing, you know, 2 days, 3 days. They even bought, they brought, I think, one woman from church to come and talk to us that we should apologize for that. Me, I said my own. I said to myself, I don't like what he did. And me, I mean, I already settled it. Only for me to find out that they were still all vexing and this one. I was like, Mom, which kind of one this one? Different issues, different. One time like this, you took my this, you took my that, you took my this. We bless God, Sha. But the one thing that all of us, we have in common that we all fight about, or we all is the rats. Mouse and rats. 2-1. They will come into your room. There was a table.
So, mouse and snakes. You know, I say something. I always say something about mouse and snakes.
Who said it was a cobra?
See, in that hostel. See.
A cobra.
The snakes coming to your hostel. Yeah, in that mouse. Mouse queens, you are listening to this. They are your sisters, like it or not. Because why is it only mouse that they are killing snakes? Why is it only... See. Those snakes are coming. See, those snakes are your. Somebody is turning to snake in that hostel, or somebody is attracting snake in that hostel. There's one girl there. That's it. One girl or some group of girls. See,
it's because of the rats.
It's not rats.
Oh, snakes like they love rats now. They
look like rats now.
See, not forget the whole conspiracy.
Yeah, aside that, we know that she people are turning to snakes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't say exactly. I said it too.
Yes, I don't even know again. I support my most queen. It's the rats. It's the rats, yes.
You heard it here live on What's Up With You podcast. See, there are girls in most turning to snakes. That's why there are always snakes in most. Will you see snake in Fudge? Will you see snake? Last semester, how many snakes were killed the most? Like, it was like up to like 10 or 100. No, I'm about exaggerating, but more than 3, if I'm correct. And that's the ones we heard of.
Jiggins.
But nobody died in the school. So if they killed the snake, why is nobody die? Or anybody die?
Nobody died yet.
But the human form did not die.
Exactly. The snake form died, but you know, exactly now, the human form is not dead.
They are so turned to snakes. So the snake died, then the body returned back to the human form. I don't know.
I don't know how to explain this. I can't give this one.
You cannot do what?
Exactly now. You see,
Chef. But it's not most queens.
Yeah, it's most queens. Mm-hmm.
And because like our hostel is close to the bushy area, so like snakes are around the area too.
What about Angola? How many snakes? Last semester, how many times do you hear that they kill snakes? Angola and moose are in the same place. And Angola is even closer to the bush compared to moose. There's still like, I think there's still like a building behind moose. But Angola, if you get to the last book, it's pure bush.
Angola, they kill the rats immediately. Yeah, girls will see rats. On a normal day, they'll see the rats in there. They will not shout, but they'll see rats in the side. The whole block will start shouting. On top of one small rat. So because they don't kill the rats, that's why the snakes are coming. Because they have something to feed on. Technically.
See, Shefumi, you are being defensive. Just accept it. Shefumi.
You're being over defensive.
Shefumi is being very defensive.
I'm staying in the hostel with them.
Okay.
I'm sleeping.
No problem.
I have more ideas.
Let's go now.
Okay. So like now for off-K people, there's a particular. Because I stayed off-K for like a month or so before getting accommodation inside school. So I know how it was. I was staying at OUI. A family friend of mine is a lecturer at OUI. So I was at OUI for like a month or so before I got accommodation in Fudge. So I can know how stressful it is and how much I spent on transport daily going from here to OUI. And the amount of activities I had to miss out on overnight because of... I'm going back to so Faith, you that are staying off campus, like transport wise, how do you cope with classes and everything like that? So
honestly, yeah, staying off case can be draining sometimes because you can decide to prepare early and you still get to school late, and also it's not advisable to stay out late at night off case because you are prone to
robberies.
Any kind of hazards and robberies. Basically, me, because I read a lot, so I normally come to school almost every night to study, so it's kind of rough for me, but God is keeping me, sure.
That's another thing I'm thinking. So, basically, for people that, you know, like, if you want to stop, if you're someone who does overnight a lot, I think one factor, if you are going to put your academics like first or I think staying on campus is the best option, honestly, staying on campus. And so another thing with hostels on campus that I don't mess with, or I don't really like, it's the toilet and bathroom issue. So like, what? So yeah, in fact, it's not dirty. Like, the toilets aren't just enough. There's not enough toilet to go around. So it's very, like, even me, before I started like using fast toilets, I think ETF's toilet is still like good, and it's still like in a good kind of place because there's enough toilets to go around in ETF. So I think my first month, I think before strike or first semester, I kept on going to ETF with that toilet because I could not use the toilet on my blog. So there was this particular night, I was pressed around 2 a.m. I had to run to Fudge. Sorry, I had to leave Fudge and go to ETF. And my guy's room was locked, so I was like, bang, like, bro, open the door. But I thank God, somebody was awake. It's like been a different story. I thank God for my life. So later on, something happened that I could not even, it was, then another day, same thing happened. But I could not go if I go to ETF, I'll have four on the road. So I was like, that's when I now had to like take a lot of faith, courage, and toilet paper. A lot. I had to now like line the seat then small shots. Like, that was the main, like, that toilet and bedroom issue, that was the main reason why I didn't even want to stay on campus. That was like the main reason. So what's like the toilets and bedroom issues on you guys hostel?
So okay, first of all, see my own experience from PD. PD's toilet is very Beaver's toilet is terrible. You open the seat and you'd be like highly disgusted. And you see some people go inside the toilet, even if there's poo inside, they'll still poo on it again. So like, I don't even use the toilet at all. I used to go to what do you call this place? LT's okay. Lecture Theatre or Jupep's lecture theater. But for alumni, like, the situation again is very, very fair. Like, you know, so we are not that many. Like, is it many or much? We are not that many. And so, like, the toilets are enough. I think they paired us 4 rooms per toilet. And they regularly come to clean the toilets and bathrooms. So, like, it's only just on weekends they don't come. And those are the only times that the toilet used to smell. So, like, the situation is fair. The toilets are hardly ever dirty. Plus, we are girls now.
What does that mean?
Okay, for me, my own side, from first semester, me and my roommates, we took one padlock and we locked one toilet. I was like, this is our own. So people like come and ask us, okay, we need the key. Then after some time, they shared the rooms. Like, okay, 2 rooms for each toilet or something like that. The only time, like she said, the only time the toilet is messy is weekends when nobody is around to clean up. But we also gave the cleaners one of the keys. So the cleaners come and they clean every day. Or they try to clean every day. Their own way of cleaning is special. They try to clean it every day and they arrange and organize everywhere. But on weekends, it's like people from other places coming to our district because our place is like neat. Yeah. There are some toilets that are not tiled, but God bless me with a good room. The balloting was good for me and I got a good space and the toilet is neat. Everywhere is neat for my own side. That's it.
So on the toilet part, so fair. But there's something, I don't know. It's a bit off topic, but I have to say it's a double standard in this life. You cannot, no matter how you want to put it, life is, I won't say life is unfair for everybody, but there are double standards. This particular day, I was taking my bath in Fudge, and Fudge, like, the bedrooms don't have doors, so it's just like slots. So yeah, just if anybody pass, they'll see you. No matter, all guys. On this particular day, this cleaner came in, she's a woman. I was, man, where are you? What? I don't. I didn't like it. I felt so uncomfortable because why is this woman that is not my girlfriend or my mother seeing my nakedness, please? So it was just. So I felt so, but on the other hand, a man, Now flip this. Now just flip the script. A guy, a man, cleaner, working when the girl is bathing. It's going to be a different story. It's going to be a different story. So what do you guys like have to say about that? It's a double standard. It's a double standard.
Okay, so me, my roommate's pet. Guys are not allowed to enter the hostel. First semester, it wasn't really that much. Guys were not really allowed to stay in the hostel, to come into the hostel. So now there are sometimes, like, this morning I had a very crazy incident. I was in my room, and I was just wearing, I was topless. I was wearing brasher. And one man came in, and he was looking direct, like, I was talking, Akin called me at that time. That's when, like, okay, I was so confused at that time. I was talking to him on the phone, so I didn't even notice the man was there. By the time I noticed the man was there, I was trying to cover up. And my room was just like, close the door, and they shouted at the man, poor man, though. But he should have stayed at the back of the door. Basically, for what happened there, yes, it's very wrong. But the woman should have, like, there are certain hours that cleaners come to clean the hostel. So I know the hours from, I think, 7 to 8, that time frame, that's when they clean the hostel. So at that time, you don't enter. If you want to enter, the woman can chase you away. So if there was a man in the hostel, I don't know what he wants to come and find you. But at that time, they don't come early. They come in the evenings. So we are safe.
That answered
the question.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's it basically. I still call double standard. I don't know if you can have meal cleaners. It's absurd. There's limited supply of meal cleaners, so I don't really know what is. It happened.
I feel like meal hostels should have meal cleaners. Then meal hostels should have meal cleaners.
Yes. See. No, chill. Like, I also feel that, but there's shortage of meal cleaners. If there are meal cleaners, they'll give us meal cleaners, but there's no meal cleaners. So, we'll leave before we walk in. I felt violated that day, but I was violated. But it's okay.
It was this morning, and I was so confused. I was like, God, I'm big. My roommates were like, I was so calm. I was calm because I couldn't understand what was happening. Because I was like, why exactly is this old man? Because it was a man. Not a boy. Why is that? Does this man not understand what's happening? And when we finished talking, the man had the audacity to be like, oh, girl, and he walked away. There's one of my roommates that she's like feisty. She's lucky that she's not here. If she had heard, she would have actually gone out there to be like, excuse me, sir, I don't understand why exactly you do that. I'll just be laughing, sir. But like, maybe it's my sense of humor, sir.
So now let's rewind to first semester when we had the water pandemic, when there was no water everywhere. I think for how long was the water pandemic, please? I don't think it was up to maybe for you guys up to a month or two, but we in fact.
The water was like, it was crazy. There was this period where like for weeks, and it was almost like an exam period that we didn't have water. Me, I had water. What happened was that I was like, I won't stress myself. I won't fetch water. I won't do anything. So I had like friends or roommates like, oh, you're fetching water. I'll just bring my bucket with them and they'll fetch water for me. I did not lack because I was like, I cannot stress myself carrying buckets. So I didn't lack water. But there are a lot of people that they're always looking for water. This one, that one, this one, that one. And I'm also small, so I could manage water. Sure. So I think that was a really for me.
You don't. During the water pandemic, so normally, when everybody was solved, my block, there's a tank on my block, so it's very easy. I just walk few rooms away and I fetch my water. Not so clean. But it's okay. It's good enough for what we have actually on campus. It's good enough for what we have. So, we're paying 4K now.
Most water is called off. Sometimes it has smell. That's first semester. Water was smell. We had.
Add.
Yes, we have. Sorry, we have. But like it's not there. The water was smelly. The water, you wait for the water. Like, I'm reacting to the water. You wait for the water to settle. The water does not settle well. There's like, the settled water is more than half of the water that you want to use to fetch, to bait. But I think it's getting better. Some days you have good water, some days you have bad water. But during that first semester, every day was bad water.
Okay. For alumni is a blessed those days. So like, we have bowl and they like pump, I think, twice or thrice a day. The only problem is the nozzle of the tap. Like, it comes out like as if like tears. Sometimes it's like dripping. Sometimes like the most it would come out with, like, I don't know how to describe, maybe like this type of this size of this wire. So like, but then, what do you say? But then, yeah, we have bowl. So, like, they pump regularly. We get clean water. We have damn water. My room is just one room away from the tap. So, like, it's easy for me. I just wake up and put my bucket at the tap, fetch my water. So, like, that's it, basically.
Oh, Omo. I think when, like, some... Yeah, there's, like, in fact, yeah, there are some tanks. Just, like, just three tanks. So, like, during the water pandemic, or, yes, that's what I'm calling this, water pandemic, you see queue. I think they only open the like only pump water in the morning and in the evening. So if you can't get water in the morning and in the evening, or maybe you have to go to the stream in between Fat and Akintola to get water. I've gone there a few times. It's clean, but just to even to bath, I'll pour the tongue inside because I don't trust that water. The water is sus. But like there are some tanks and the queue is just under hot sun. You're queuing for water. And
water is dropping like
you carry two, three buckets.
Ten. The whole room. They'll pack the whole room with buckets.
Keg.
Everything.
Drums.
And drop it. And they will fetch it.
They'll fetch. And the annoying thing is that the water is not like gushing out. So like you now have to drop. Wait. That's like major issue.
No, but yeah, in fact, you are lucky enough to. Like, it was fast. I think there are four tanks, so like the first tank is always the fastest and the last tank is always the least dropping or whatever. I don't know what to use. So like on the first tank, the queue there is always mad. Second tank, too, the queue is always, but there's the sweet spot, the third tank, the third tank. Not too fast, not too slow, and the queue moves fast enough and there's not like as much people on the queue. So I'm always targeting that third tank because people that go to the first one are just fetch, or maybe we'll fetch at the same time or... It's not so like that third tank was just like just the sweet spot. So like I said, yes, I like this. It's nice. So but thank God this semester the water there's no water. Yeah, not so far there's no water issues. There's no water issues so far this semester. And some water issue.
For us at alumni, as long as there's light, they will always pump water. So like it's once there's no light that we still have water issue.
Well, for our side, it's not really that serious. They might there was first semester there was a time where there was light, but we don't have water on the weekends because the people. They've gone no more. The person to pump the water is not around. We suffered the most. That water is. That's why I said it was. It took a longer period for us because they were using us to play. It's just like ball. Now the incident now is like there. Sometimes they have to put like extra taps everywhere because they've made another tap now around. We have like upper moves and lower moves. Upper moves, I don't know. I think they didn't have much taps, so they usually come to lower moves. But now there's a tap at uppermost, and most times I fetch from the well. First semester, most times it's just well. And most people, now the well is not a well again. Like, you can actually fetch and be fetching sand. That's how bad it is some days that there's no water. We still have some little water issues here and there where you have to, like, think, oh my gosh, should I use this cake water yet or not?
You can use water.
That's money. It's big people that use pure water. Last week, I had to look for water. There was no water. Pure water. Yes. No, just to drink. I didn't have water.
I drink the bowl water. It's clean now. Why is it called bowl? It's clean.
I said that all water is murky.
Okay, for Mozambique.
Yes.
No. Our bowl is very, very clean. So, like, I use the bowl to also bathe because I can't use that dirty water to bathe my face and my entire skin. But, like, I drink the bowl water. It's very clean.
If you see my skin now.
Let me first resume. Jesus, my face. Because they weren't pumping bowl at first. So, like, we had to use them water. I was a monster. But, like, eventually, they started pumping water. Sorry, pumping bowl water. And, yeah. Made sense.
It is well, and I think last semester I had reactions. I had rashes on my belly, so I thought it was maybe maybe my hygiene was off. So I changed games now. I bought extra stuff. This did not go.
Is the water?
I don't know if it was the water because like so every week I wash my best friend. Like that's how much I did to like make sure that this should go. Like I bought cream. You not go anywhere. It was so I got home and look at me, look at God. In less than a week, it's cleared. Like, I didn't, like, it just pew in less than a week of me being at home. And I was like, oh, so is that hostel? So Faith, like, your apartment or your place, how's the water issue?
To be honest, I don't have issue with water or light in my house because Speak life. Yes, Damiko.
Baller.
I'm not the baller. I'm just a normal person. But they have their advantages because you can. Theft now is more rampant in Damiko. Oh. So.
Have you been robbed? Or have you had any experience of you like coming close to?
I've had an experience before. So right now I don't sleep with two eyes closed.
You sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So there was this time I was awake in my room. I think my roommate has traveled to Lagos. So I was awake around 2 a.m. I just woke up and I started pressing my phone. So there this guy, he just shook his hand inside my window. Then dragged the cousin to one side. Then I started shouting. Then he took off.
You started shouting?
Yes, now. I was alone there. She did what I mean.
Wait, why couldn't you fight the thief?
I don't know. You are 40 now.
LGBTQ! Like,
there were people around me now, so. Right.
Wait, you said you were alone.
What?
You said you were alone.
Like,
no, the compound.
Wait, it's Oba. Why are you always calling people gay? Last episode, you called me gay. This episode, now we are calling.
Why are you giving gay vibes? Why are you shouting? You cannot fight a thief.
Eh?
I have no idea what the guy is holding.
You don't have what he's holding?
Yeah, like.
See, if I was in that situation.
Actually, it was my other housemate because he normally comes around. So I had a plaque in my hand to wipe his hand. Actually. Before the guy took off.
You see, that's another thing I've been thinking of off key.
Everything. Because the glass.
Okay.
And then you can push the glass and close it.
Oh, that's
it. It was open because it was heat. There was no light.
I
have to fix it. And that cost money.
Extra money.
But Faith has money, Sha. Faith is all more Baba. No.
Yes.
I don't have money.
We're paying 3,090 naira. Yes, 3,090 naira. Then there's the extra stuff you pay when you're registering, like 1K. Yeah, how much? Yeah, this and that. So let's call it in 4K. 4K for 5.
It's worth it now.
Might be 5K now because they like increasing everything.
What
did
you say?
Might be 5K for this new set because they like increasing everything.
What else can we say about the old stage stuff, chef? Because but like what is to me but Faith, you could have forced that if
wait no. Calm down.
Faith always going to the gym.
Calm down, wait.
Upon your gym.
You couldn't fight.
You couldn't fight.
Hi.
No. That would be fight
on
the gym.
That's why you're gymming now.
No. That's my personal interest.
Your personal interest. Your personal interest, personal protection.
That
oh, we are all thieves in Damiko.
That was before.
If you come to Faith House, you'll be chop beating of your life. So like to tie everything in, man, So do you want to stay off key or you want to stay on campus? I guess a lot of things you have to consider. First things first, lights. Campus is the best when it comes to lights. Water on God.
Another is house agents.
House agents.
They are going to wreck you, my brother.
God. Yes.
The amount of money I spend on transport is almost half of my rent.
For real? Yeah, because I remember that time now when we were looking for house. Because I went to Udua, went to this, went to that before I got.
Because
to
when I asked the house agent if he had any house, he would tell me he had the house in Mayfair. We have to go there. I'll pay for both of those transports. From there, you say he has the house in Mondakeke. I was like, bro.
I'm not going that far. I think
house agents. They duped one of my friends. The whole rent.
Wow.
I think he paid to them. Then the time came for the guy to move in, and I think somebody was already there.
Damn.
And the guy was not picking calls, so damn. The money.
Are you serious?
The money was gone.
Hi. Mad. That's crazy.
So I'm gonna be careful of fraudulent house agents. I think there was one when I was looking for a house. This guy took us to one place inside Cherifato. So far. So like I'm now walking, and the place is not something that you even get back easily. And plus, Sharifa, I'm particular about the road now, Sharifa. The red sand. I don't want something spoiling my shoe because if rain fall and so that's why I didn't want to stay in Sharifa. But if that place that even took us to was too far, it was me, Faith and Stevie now. Remember that house, like it's like it was far, like inside this side, like far yeah, far inside Sharifa that it took us to.
I can remember.
Like it was far. Then the cost of but then another thing, getting good like to get good. Good places.
I don't think there's light in
Ashrifa
like that.
Yes, lights too. Like I don't think there's good lights, but I think there's good lights in the good lights at Odua Estate. There's Parakin to have lights. And I think power line too.
Yeah. Yes, even Moremi Estate has lights.
Yeah, Moremi Estate too has lights. In power line. So like you have to be careful with house agents if. If you are going to stay off key, like you have to just, if you want a good place, just budget 100k. Or if you are a girl, just go to maintenance, JJ. Just go.
I would prefer alumni to some places I saw at maintenance. I went to one room. I don't know the name of the hostel, but I'm like, what is this? And she paid about 150,000 naira. They were four in a room. The doors were not like, I don't know, it was too...
Maintenance. You know, that the normal price.
It's not, I prefer to stay in alumni, guy.
There's 50,000 for maintenance.
150k.
Oh, hell. I
and you still be four in a room.
The room are spacious now.
This one at the enter was not so spacious. It was sort of cluster. So, like, it's not
150k.
For one person. For 150k for one person, they have to share the toilet, share this thing. The place is not even fine. You can't even say you want to make TikTok videos inside it. So like, it's just, it's like staying. I think this hostel is better than the hostel I entered. Two of the hostels I entered at maintenance. So like, I prefer to stay on campus than pay 150k for an hostel like that. So like,
so also like in maintenance. So basically, I think what's like a good price range? You think for someone I want to stay off key. What's like, if you know you want like a very good place, so I'm speaking for maybe two, maybe like you and your friend. So how much should, if you got a roommate, how much is like a very good amount of money and affordable, like where you get like a good place?
If you have a roommate,
yeah,
I think from 200k and above
per person.
No, now 100k.
You split it 100k, yeah. So like that's like the, so okay. That and that's like where you can get, but I've seen like there are places that goes for as much as 300, 400.
Yeah,
now, let's even talk about the new hostel that's inside New Market side, that and that place. Have you seen the prices?
900k.
I saw one price, I thought it was a
joke. Shele Moverani.
Is it for students?
Of course, no.
Just hostel, yeah. No.
Students will pay for it.
Students will pay for it.
God, that was a baller. Your
school fees is about 20k thereabouts, and you have to pay for
900k. I want them. Because of what?
Let me bust your head then. There are houses of 1 million in Damico.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not surprised. As small as this?
No, now.
Okay,
no.
Don't fear me.
Like a flat or something.
Yeah.
Boys will rent it. Okay, they can say like three people will stay there. But this kind of room like 200k.
I'm not surprised. I think there was one place I saw. It's not really big. That place was 280. So basically, if you want a very good place and if you prioritize your comfort, I feel the good price range where you have to get the house is like between 100 to 150k. That's the range. That's the range. Yeah, per person, like that's the range if you want a very, very good place. Or you get a good place in maintenance. So I don't really. Maintenance
is only for girls now. Maintenance is for boys.
I'm speaking for girls now. I'm friends to girls. Like, you get places in maintenance. There are good places. Where my sister stayed in maintenance was nice. But that was like, I think then she paid 120, 130, but that was like 2017 or 2018, like a long time ago. So like, so now, about the price interest, about the increases, is another thing, Sha. So, another thing, if you prioritize your education, just stay on campus. If you prioritize privacy, you stay on camp, you stay off key.
Available to part 1 and part 4 students. So like for part 2 and part 3, most people would have to go off campus. You don't have a choice.
Most guys squat with people the whole week and they leave at weekends in this campus.
And that's for guys now. It's not easy for girls. Girls are not so tolerant.
People that have tedious weeks. busy day.
Very, very strict. You can't even bring someone in service while not talk of someone squatting with you. So like it's a big problem.
True.
Yeah. Also. Even I think it's in all the hostels. There's a lot. Like it's just like they are being very, very particular about it. So we're about to round up. So basically, what I'll say is, if you guys are listening to this point, first I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to What's Up With You. You guys have been very, very supportive. We appreciate you guys. Follow us on IG at What's Up With You and tag your friends. Share with your friends. Share with your enemies. Tell your mommy. Tell your daddy. Tell your cousin. Tell your boyfriend. Tell your ex. Tell the girl that you are inside a situationship with. Tell her about us. If you have relationship issues, maybe we will come and discuss it here and help your relationship. If you don't want to, if there's that boy you're talking to and you like him, tell him about us.
And we just ask shout and boom, you guys been in a relationship.
Exactly. Well, how can people that are single give relationship advice like this?
Go. See.
We are the ones that can give relationship advice. We are
the ones because we know how this is.
I'm not single. Are you
single? So thank you guys for listening. So basically, we hope you learned something. And so signing off is A to the K to the I to the N. Aki. Don't play. Who's signing off again? Over sign off. Oh yeah, who is?
Your favorite vibe girl on the mic. O to the B to the A B U N M I O B A the baddest O B A billion. Stop fucking playing. Oh shit.
Wait,
over
please.
I
need to pee.
Send your answer. Oh shit! I will get it across. I'm married today. And we'll be there tomorrow.
Stop playing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's done.
Hey, okay. So from here, we're going to New Buka to go and enjoy life. All views on Oba. Peace. Oh, now show me sign off.
Okay. I'm supposed to be
like,
S to the A to the Y. Okay, I'm from the natural hair girl. Like anything natural hair. Come and meet me.
Yeah.
Hey, Oba is carrying us out now.
Yes, so.
Okay.
She don't wanna love and make you know what that.
She don't wanna honesty and know nana. She ain't even talking it, there's no rapper. Oh no, my baby on a whole nother. Different level, she be slower now.